Government restrictions in Eritrea, which require seminarians and other Catholic workers to serve in the military, are depriving the church in the region of pastoral and charitable support. And Schneibel spoke with Aid to the Church in Need's John Newton about the situation on the ground and about what it means for the church in the country.
In Eritrea, military service is obligatory. Everyone has to undertake a period of military service. And what's been happening is seminarians, both from the Catholic Church and from the Orthodox Church, have been made to join the army. It was supposed to be the case that seminarians were exempt from 2008 until 2011. But due to the terribly long periods that people are being kept in military service, some of the seminarians that were conscripted before 2008 are still in military service.
And what are some of the pastoral concerns in the church within the region as a result of so many seminarians being conscripted into the military?
Well, the church is concerned not merely with seminarians, but also with other people who take pastoral roles in the church, be it people that have a social capacity or a catechetical capacity, that a lot of the younger people who are doing these sorts of roles, they're just not there anymore to be doing the service for the church because such a large chunk of the younger people have been conscripted. And so the trouble is that you're trying to run parishes without catechists, without people doing the social work that the church does, and yes, without the seminarians there to help out the priests either in many cases.
Now, obviously, it is, like you say, it's creating a great kind of pastoral challenge. Is it also affecting the charitable activities as well?
Well, this is quite a complicated situation anyway. A 1995 decree from the Eritrean government actually said that all social and welfare projects belong to the state and that the church shouldn't have any role in these sorts of areas. But up until now, the church has been able to resist attempts to seize Catholic schools and have other projects taken over. I think the last time was a couple of years ago when there were moves to take a church-run school under the auspices of the state, and after some very fierce negotiations and protests, the state dropped its claims. So it's a very complicated area to begin with. But yes, it's certainly the case that for many projects, be they education, be they the charitable projects, that the church workers that would otherwise be taking part, that the laity, by and large, that would be running these projects, are themselves being conscripted into the army for these vastly extended periods of military service. We understand that in a few cases, some people have remained within military service for more than 15 years, which is an incredible length of time. I'm sure that's not normal, but for anyone to spend more than a decade in military service is quite incredible.
Now, what is the outlook for the church in the country as a result of these government restrictions?
Well, I know that the Eritrean Orthodox Church was saying a few years ago that they were having serious problems as a result of the enforced conscription. But what the source that we spoke to said was very similar, that the church is suffering from major problems, that the church is almost being bled to death due to the shortage of people. So the source that we spoke to in the country indicated to us that it's not just the church that's suffering from these sorts of problems, that across society, young people are being conscripted, and that all sectors of society are suffering because of this emphasis upon military service and the government's focus on getting all young people into the military. The source that we spoke to was speaking of the atmosphere of permanently imminent war being in the air in order to try and keep people in line, in order to try and, you know, shape the society along the lines that the communist government wants to. And this is bad not just for the church, but for society as a whole, our source was saying.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us, John. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the situation that you think our listeners should know about?
The only thing I think I'd like to add is to say that obviously this is a very tricky situation, that the government sensitivities are very complex. The Eritrean Orthodox Church, more than the Catholic Church, has suffered from state interference. The Catholic Church has so far been able to stave a lot of that off. And so I would And indeed, I mean, something I haven't mentioned is the fact that there are currently more than 2,000 Christians who are imprisoned because of their religious beliefs in the country. I mean, that's an improvement. It was 3,000. Some of those have refused military service, but most of those are from non-recognized churches. The only churches which are recognized are the Orthodox, the Catholics, and the Lutherans. So it's a very difficult situation in the country. I would just ask people to really keep it in their prayers, to bring it before our Lord, and to ask that, that the church could be allowed to function and flower more fully, and to proclaim the gospel of Christ without any constraints from the government or from any other bodies in the country.